This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers are headed back to the state capitol for a special legislative session later this month to address a budget shortfall and several other items. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The main purpose will be to fill a billion-dollar budget gap created when Trump's federal tax bill passed. Meanwhile, Republicans blame Democrats in charge and say they've overspent for years. Governor Polis is also asking lawmakers to delay or modify a new law to regulate AI.
Whether they want to delay it, whether they want to improve it, make it work better, I think there's a number of different ideas. The danger in waiting is that it's scheduled to take effect in February, so the state would have to come up with the money.
Consumer advocates are pushing for the AI law to stay on track and say it's critical when AI makes crucial decisions about people's lives in areas of hiring and banking. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
As temperatures reach over 100 degrees in parts of the Mountain West, a new study highlights the effects of extreme heat in rural areas. The study by Headwaters Economics and the Federation of American Scientists finds that rural communities have more vulnerable populations and often lack adequate cooling and air conditioning. Researcher Grace Wickerson says the rural workforce is especially at risk.
The main purpose will be to fill a billion.
Counties are relying on outdoor tourism and natural resources industries, as well as various other outdoor workplaces. And so those folks are outside being exposed to heat during their workdays.
This is CPR News.